Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. He's in the U.S. illegally, has a long criminal record, including robbery and a stabbing, was ordered deported back to the Dominican Republic 2 years ago, says the Department of Homeland Security, about the man who shot an off-duty Border Patrol officer during a botched robbery inside a park in New York late Saturday. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
At this time, we have no indication that the officer was targeted for his employment.
The man, Los Angeles police accused of crashing a car into a crowd outside a nightclub late Friday in Los Angeles, who they say was beaten by the crowd and shot, may have been motivated by anger and alcohol. That from law enforcement sources to ABC News. Federal postal investigators in San Jose, California, looking into a car crash into a neighborhood post office overnight early Sunday. Arrested, say federal sources in San Jose police, Richard Tillman, younger brother of late U.S. Army Ranger and NFL star Pat Tillman. This is ABC News. More numbers that could affect stock prices and funds, ABC's Dave Packer.
Earnings season continues with a focus on tech stocks like Google parent Alphabet. Analysts are forecasting an 11% year-over-year earnings gain. And Tesla reporting earnings, with investors focusing on autonomous vehicles and how CEO Elon Musk's behavior is influencing share prices. Revenue projected to be down 10% year-over-year.
Tributes mounting online for World War II D-Day veteran and TikTok personality Papa Jake Larson, who died at 102. He garnered 1.2 million followers by sharing his war stories about Normandy's beaches in 1944. Larson spoke with the Associated Press last month during a D-Day commemoration.
You can see me all over. Papa Jake, I'm a legend. I didn't plan this.
His granddaughter, Michaela Larson, posted on social media, he went peacefully and was even cracking jokes till the very end. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Partly sunny and seasonal today, a high of 81. East to southeast winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild, a low of 63. For Tuesday, 84 with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Wednesday, partly cloudy, very hot and humid. A heat index which could reach 100 or higher. And a high of 94, a temperature of 89 with showers likely on Thursday. Currently in Richland Center, on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, we are at our overnight low. It is 57 degrees. Good morning. Today is Monday, July 21st.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
When the trumpet sounds, we'll be called away to a place so grand, land of perfect day. With our cares behind, only joy to find as we leave the ground. trumpet sounds. When the trumpet sounds, we'll be called away to a place so grand, land of perfect day. With our cares behind, only joy to find as we leave the ground when the trumpet sounds.
We can hear the constant sounds of trouble, wars, and pain. We can hear distressing news that falls on us like rain.
We start the day in a positive way when the trumpet sounds, the Triumphant Quartet, and before that, our national anthem sung by Maggie May. Here we are together again, friends. Phil Nee with you down the old trail. You may remember me. Thanks to Adam Hess, we're grateful that he was able to get up early and fill in for me. And now it's time to get back to it and figure out what's going on here today. You know, after, you know, a few days off, everything seems new to me, so I got to remember what buttons to push. Hopefully, I push the right ones. We get you started today and in the week in southwest Wisconsin. Midsummer, how can that be? And some summer-like weather coming up this week as well. More details coming up on The Milk House Show.
Now and then a man finds sweet, sweet love. Lord knows I've loved a few in my time. And every Saturday night you'll find me searching the honky-tonks with a lot of that sweet loving on my mind. Well, I swear I do declare, would you look over there? I think I do detect a come-on smile. So I'll tuck in my shirt a second time, walk like I thought this place was mine, pull up a chair and give her my line for a while. And we'll make sweet, sweet honky-tonk music. Sure how to sing. Ooh, I think so. I'll sing her sweet, sweet honky-tonk music. One of those, let me hold you, love you all night. Honky-tonk song. And the jukebox finally ran out of songs to play. Then I found those ruby lips on mine, tasting like honey, and her eyes said, love me all the way. baby. Just me and her and what's left of Saturday night. And here I am again, Lord, on my way to heaven with a honky-tonk angel by my side. And we'll make sweet, sweet honky-tonk music.
Cindy Jean on WRCO, Light in the Milk House Show, Monday edition, July 21st, the time. We have some notes on today, the old community calendar reminders. The Avoca Highland American Legion Auxiliary Unit 335 will host a pork loin dinner coming up tonight from 4 until 7 or until gone. That's going on at the Avoca Village Hall, the old school in Avoca. The cost of the meal is just $10. 4-H day camp for 3rd through 5th graders will be held starting next week, Monday, July 28th, from 9 until noon at Richland County Fairgrounds. Cost is just $10, but register by today online, and you can do that at gowisc.edu. For more information, contact the Extension Office at 608-647-6148. And Senior Farmers Market vouchers are still available. The Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program offers eligible low-income seniors the opportunity to purchase fresh, locally grown fruits, vegetables, and herbs from certified farmers. Vouchers are good through October 31st. To find out more, contact Tanya at ADRC of Richland County at 608-647-4616. From today's community calendar, here's Dolly Parton.
My life is likened to a bargain store, and I may have have just what you're looking for. If you don't mind the fact that all the merchandise is used, but with a little mending it could be as good as new. Why, you take for instance this old broken heart, if you will just replace the missing part, you would be surprised to find how good it really is. Take it and you never will be sorry that you did. The bargain store is open, come inside. You can easily afford the price. Love is all you need to purchase all the merchandise, and I can guarantee you'll be completely satisfied. Wasted love, but I still have some more. The bargain store is open, come inside. You can easily afford the price. Love is all you need to purchase all the merchandise, and I can guarantee you'll be completely satisfied. My life is likened to a bargain store.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House Light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha. It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction is Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features a huge load of construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, and some smaller hand tools and support equipment. We're taking consignments until Monday, August 4th, so get your equipment to Muscadet today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction, Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Beat the heat and the prices with red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Pick up a 32-gallon trash can for just $22.99. Raid or Stem insect killers for $5.99 and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Cool off with the perfect air fan and tame your yard with the 50-foot pocket old silver bullet 2.0. Walsh's Ace, your one-stop summer shop, and as always, we appreciate your business.
The Muscadet Mudcats hometown baseball team would like to say thank you to their sponsors for this year. They include Community First Bank, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplet Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Hawkers, Sportsman's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and Foggy Bottom North. Join the Muscadet Mudcats for home games all season long at Pickering Park in Muscadet. Again, thanks to the sponsors that make local baseball possible in Muscadet. An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We begin with a local baseball scene yesterday. Final day of the regular season for several teams in home talent action. Yesterday during the Cavs celebration, it was a win for Mazamani over Cazenovia, and that final score was 11-4. Also yesterday, a win for Schulzberg-Benton over Wyota, 4-3. Verona, 10-1 over Dodgeville. It was Arena, 13-3 over Ridgeway this past weekend. And a tough loss for Muscadet. They fell to Argyle. That final was 10-9. A 10-game win streak has the Brewers tied for first in the National League Central. Milwaukee survived a shaky ninth inning when Mookie Betts flied out with the bases loaded to end a 6-5 victory. The Dodgers couldn't hold an early three-run lead to avoid the sweep. Jose Quintana earned his seventh victory for Milwaukee. They take on Seattle next, and that's a late one tonight, 8:40 for the first pitch time in Seattle. In other action yesterday, the Cubs lost to Boston, final score 6-1. Toronto 8-6 over San Francisco. The Yankees 4, Atlanta 2. The White Sox 7, Pittsburgh 2. The Angels 8-2 over Philadelphia. Kansas City 7, Miami 4. And Minnesota 7-1 over Colorado. In the National League, San Diego 8-1. Washington 1, the Mets 3-2 over Cincinnati, Arizona 6, and St. Louis 3. From the American League, Baltimore 5-3 over Tampa Bay, Cleveland 8, the Athletics 2, Houston 11, Seattle 3, Detroit 2-1 over Texas as well. That's an update on the scores from yesterday, and that's an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
57 degrees. We're headed toward 81 a little bit later on today. Some more seasonal temperatures. Yesterday's high was 80 degrees here at the studios. Well, it is time to power up with the aerobic polka, sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks. No fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right. For those of you who haven't been keeping track, I had a hip replaced not that long ago. And so I have to be very careful. Get my cane. Okay, prop myself up. It's time for the aerobic polka. Ooh, here we go.
Cheer.
keeping time with my cane right there. Hans Mueller and the band, and let's have a party. Nothing better than a polka party on the Light in the Milk House show. Farm news and markets will be coming up in about 5 minutes from the Brownfield Network. This is John Michael Montgomery.
Tore out a page from my little black book, took out her picture, gave it one last look, hung a big sign out on the door saying, love don't live around here no more. Packed up what was left of my pride, topped off the tank for the long hard ride. 17 miles out of Lonelyville, yonder came a darling in a coupe de ville. So long, heartache, adios, sorrow, see you later, time to hit the road. Goodbye, pain and misery. Hello, hello. I hit the gas, hot on the tail of that Cadillac. Said a little prayer, held my breath. Sure enough, the green light turned to red. So long, heartache, adios. Sorry, I'll see you later, time to hit the road. Goodbye, pain and misery. Hello, hello. A sweet deal with the justice of the peace. $45 for a license and a ring.
$45 for a license and a ring.
So long, heartache, adios. Sorry, I'll see you later. Time to hit the road. Goodbye, pain and misery. Hello, hello.
So fine, wish he were mine. That good-looking boy over there, the one with the cold black hair. Makes me wonder if I should even
Jody Miller on the Mill Cow Show. Today, seasonal and a high of 81, 63 tonight. Tuesday, 84 with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Wednesday, 94. Look out, heat indexes could reach 100 or higher as we brace ourselves for this coming Wednesday. Right now, we start out at 57 degrees under mostly clear skies at WRCO Studios. It's time for Farm News and Markets at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
China cuts off U.S. sorghum imports. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. When you compare Pioneer brand Vorseed Enlist corn to the competitor, Vorseed Enlist dominates in delivering yield. Your best year starts with Pioneer. First, an ag economist says the farm equipment market is struggling. Ernie Goss with Creighton University says the latest Rural Main Street Index revealed higher input costs, tighter credit conditions, and low farm commodity prices are having a negative impact on equipment purchases.
That spills over into the broader economy. For example, you've got agricultural equipment manufacturers having a tough go of it because farmers are just being more cautious, pulling back on their purchases.
Goss says market volatility from tariffs has been another issue weighing on the farm equipment market. U.S. sorghum is in the crosshairs as China responds to tariff threats by the Trump administration. U.S. Grains Council CEO Ryan LeGrand says Chinese buyers are looking elsewhere.
China imported about 70% of the U.S. sorghum crop prior to the recent tensions between our two nations, and they've just stopped buying sorghum.
He tells Brownfield USGC is exploring other export opportunities. The U.S. is the top exporter of sorghum in the world, topping 5 million tons last year. USDA says corn exports have continued at a blistering pace, yet China is not a major buyer. Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing tells Brownfield U.S. corn is going to many different countries.
China hasn't been a buyer, but Mexico, Vietnam, a lot of countries. The USDA will publish, and you can kind of go through the list, but there's sort of, I'm going to say, a generalized world reaction to cheap corn, and you're seeing a lot of countries stepping up and purchasing.
Doherty says Thursday's export numbers were dismal compared to the rest of the year, but overall, 2025 has been solid for corn export demand.
581 million bushels more this year than last at the same time, and that's an increase of 26.9%. So really a good response to low prices.
Doherty says what the U.S. corn crop is up against right now is the expected record safrinha crop in Brazil, which will likely keep pressure on prices. An extension agronomist says there are some pollination concerns across parts of the Corn Belt. Megan Anderson with Iowa State says several states have some reported cases of what she calls tassel wrapping in corn.
The flag leaf on the corn plant is remaining tied up tightly around the tassel. So even though the tassel has emerged, it's got anthers and is actually releasing pollen to try to pollinate the corn plant. That leaf is still wrapped up around it, which is maybe adding a little bit of challenge to some pollen dispersal.
Anderson says many agronomists across the country are learning about the issue in real time. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. We are celebrating generations of progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment of all kinds. Mark your calendars, August 5th through the 7th, and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer.
the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Direct cash cattle trade ended Friday busy and cash hogs closed lower. Good morning, I'm Kellen Havikin with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country had a handful of sales develop in parts of Texas at $232 on a live basis, steady with Thursday's business. A few bids were renewed in parts of Nebraska at $240 live and $380 dressed. Asking prices have been around $232 plus in the south and $382 plus in the north. At the Mid-Missouri Stockyards cattle auction in Phillipsburg, compared to last week, steers sold mostly $5 to $14 higher, with spots up $20. The best tests of 450 to 600 pound heifers sold $20 higher, and heavier weights sold with a firm undertone. Slaughter cows sold unevenly from $2 to $3 lower, and slaughter bulls were steady to $3 higher. The USDA says demand was very good for the high quality weaned calves and yearlings, and good for cow classes on a moderate to light supply. Supply included 52% steers with 38% of the offering over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 650 to 674 pounds brought 373 to 395 with an average price of $386.87. Medium and large one feeder heifers 605 to 627 pounds sold 338 to 361 with an average price of $353.30. Box beef closed mixed choice was 27 cents higher at $373.55 and select was 235 lower at $351.49. Estimated cattle slaughter was 101,000 head. Cash hogs closed lower. Demand is still a critical driver to watch. Domestic pork consumption has held up steadily. On the export front, demand remains mixed. China's interest has been sporadic, while shipments to Mexico, though generally stable, have not shown significant growth. Barrows and gilts, the National Daily Direct, closed 515, sharply lower, the base range of $98 to $112, with a weighted average price of $105.55. Iowa, Minnesota did not report, and the Western Corn Belt was $42 lower, with a weighted average price of $106.14. Butcher hogs were steady to lower at the Midwest cash markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin, Garnavillo, Iowa. Barrows and gilts were steady at $84. Illinois direct barrows and gilts were steady at $65 to $75. Pork values closed $1.47 higher at $117.79 with all primal cuts higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 463,000 head. The CME live and feeder cattle futures were lower, waiting for the rest of the week's direct business. And lean hog futures were up modestly on the week's firm to higher trend in wholesale pork. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Na, 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 na. Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy. It's time to feel good. July 31st through August 10th, only at the Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
At Harkey Lumber, they're more than just a lumber yard. They're your full-service building partner. From drafting and engineering to energy audits, estimates, design, delivery, and construction support, Harkey Lumber has you covered from start to finish. No project too big or too small. Call the trusted experts at Harkey Lumber at 608-985-7207. Proudly serving the community since 1969. Harkey Lumber, located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Direct cattle business Friday was mostly a 230 live. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Speed wins. That's why Steins focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition, and why they released more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were up with some weather concerns. August beans were 6 1/4 higher at 1027 and 3/4. September was up 9 at 1021. September corn was 6 1/2 higher at 408 1/2, and December was up 6 3/4 at 427 and 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were down, waiting for the rest of the week's direct business. August live was 12 lower at 223.55. October was down 50 at 219.82. August feeders were $1 lower at 324. And hogs were up on the recent trend in the wholesale market. Pork was higher at midday on Friday. August was up 65 at 106.47. October was 2 cents higher at 90.62. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
What happens to plants when heat is too high? Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Plants are like people in that they can take a certain amount of heat, but when the heat is excessive, things can go badly. Plants can be pretty tolerant of warm summer days, says North Carolina State University Extension agent Minda Daughtry.
Most plants really like it, especially vegetables, between about 68 degrees and about 86 degrees.
In much of the country, we've seen temps topping that range this summer. Daughtry says heat stress signs are pretty obvious in plants.
Growth is going to be inhibited, and your yields are going to be stunted. For example, if you're growing tomatoes or a lot of your broadleaf plants, you're going to see the leaves wilting or rolling or cupping because those plants are losing water faster than they can absorb it. If you have fruit on there, your flowers are going to abort because it's just too hot to carry on major functions. You're going to have blossom drop and fruit drop to conserve energy. Some cool season vegetables like your lettuces or your spinaches may prematurely flower in order to get through their life cycle.
Daughtry says heat stress symptoms in plants often resemble symptoms of certain plant diseases. For example, leaf and stem wilting and curling and premature blossom and fruit drop. You can look online for how to address heat stress in specific plant species. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
A new concern about dairy standards of identity. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The Food and Drug Administration wants to eliminate what they call 58 obsolete and unnecessary food standards of identity, including 18 dairy products. Clay Detlefson with the National Milk Producers Federation tells Brownfield the FDA wants to get rid of three categories: products no longer on the market, foods covered by different regulations, and combination foods. Detlefson says several of the foods FDA has targeted are still on the market.
If you take them off the standard of identity list, then those foods can be made
any way anyone wants, and they will be able to be called, you know, that food. And that's going to wind up with consumers getting things that they have no idea that they're getting.
Detlefson says he'll be checking to see if the FDA's list of dairy foods includes items still available in stores.
If they are, in fact, in the marketplace, which I suspect a number of them will be, we will be advocating at National Milk for those to retain their standards of identity so that consumers get what they want.
Detlefson says he remains engaged with the FDA, asking them to enforce existing rules about the use of dairy terms by producers of plant-based alternatives. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower except for cheese Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down 1.5 cents at 55¾, 5 sales there. 40-pound cheese blocks went up 0.25 cents to 164¼, 14 sales recorded. Cheese barrels up a penny at 166, 1 sale. Butter prices down 1¾ cents, closing at 251¼, no sales. Non-fat dry milk went unchanged at 129 with no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
What's your name? Leonard Skinner.
Girl.
Live in concert.
Sweet home.
Saturday, August 9th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair with special guest Tiger Lily Gold celebrating 50 years of Leonard Skinner. On sale now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Now is the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The Kubota B01 series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance matched attachments. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see them or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
Today's forecast, partly sunny and seasonal, a high near 80 degrees, maybe low 80s, it looks like, for tonight, 63, and then tomorrow, 84, a bit more humid for Wednesday, 94. Heat indices could reach 100 or higher on Wednesday. Currently at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, our overnight low, the current reading, it is 56 degrees. This is the Light in the Milk Cow Show. It's 12 minutes before 6.
Each night I leave the bar room when it's over, not feeling any pain at closing time. But tonight your memory found me much too sober. Couldn't drink enough to keep you off my mind. Tonight the bottle let me down and let your memory come around. The down. Mm-hmm. down. An old jukebox junkie, spending my money feeding this habit with hardcore country. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I can't stand it here. Music stop. I keep dropping my quarters in the slot. I play every song from A to Z. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. Some are dancing fools, some are hooked on booze. Some get their fix on an old bar stool. A handful of quarters is all I need. It don't take much to satisfy me. Oh, I'm just an old jukebox junkie, spending my time, spending my money, beating this habit with hardcore country. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I can't stand it here. The music stop. I keep dropping my quarters in the slot. I play every song from A to Z. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. Spending my time, spending my money, beating this habit with hardcore country. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I can't stand it here. Music stop. I keep dropping my quarters in the slot. I play every song from A to Z. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. Spending my time, spending my money, beating this habit with hardcore.
Ken Mellons on WRCL, an old jukebox junkie. We got you. We've got your back here on the Old Light in the Milk House show for a Monday morning as we get the week started in southwest Wisconsin. Tony's weather is coming up. We'll anticipate some very warm summer-like weather coming up here in the next few days, and we'll see how it goes. We'll see what Tony thinks in just a little bit. A reminder, Walk with Grace teams who have calendar raffle tickets they are not selling are asked to turn them in as soon as possible. There are a number of teams in need of tickets, and there are not any left at the Grace office. So if you have tickets you're not using, please call the Grace office at 608-604-8255. Arrangements can be made to pick them up from you and deliver them to teams that are in need and would like to sell them.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Come Join this July.
And also this August.
It's Little Shop
of Horrors.
It's a comedy.
It's a musical.
Come see Seymour fall in love with Audrey.
Come see Seymour fall in love with the plant.
Come see Seymour and Audrey sing to each other.
Come see Seymour feed Audrey's boyfriend to the plant.
What?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come cheer as Seymour's boss promises to adopt him.
Come gasp as Seymour feeds him to the plant.
What? Him too?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come hear the doo-wop girls sing you the story.
Come hear the plant sing Feed Me.
The plant can sing?
And eat. A lot of people.
I don't want to hear it.
It's all part of Little Shop of Horrors.
Richland Center High School, July 25th, 26th, and 27th.
And August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Showtimes at 7 o'clock p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
And 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for kids.
With a family package of two adults and any number of kids for $50.
Don't miss Little Shop of Horrors.
It's a dark comedy, but it's really a lot of fun.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quiet weather right around here once again today with high pressure in control. We are tracking some showers and storms in the eastern Dakotas and northwest Minnesota, as well as down toward Missouri and southern Illinois. Both of those areas should stay away from us for today as high pressure is still locked in near Wisconsin and Michigan. As the high slowly moves away, we'll see increasing heat and humidity move into our area for the mid part of the week. In fact, dangerous heat indices are expected Wednesday into Thursday, when those numbers could push 100 degrees or a bit higher, so be careful with that. Otherwise, we'll have chances of scattered showers and storms with this hot and humid air mass. The best chance right around here will come Wednesday into Thursday, but with a lingering boundary nearby Friday into the weekend, still could be a few pockets of rain in the region. Certainly bears watching, as some of these could produce some heavy downpours. Otherwise, for today, partly sunny and seasonal, high temperature near 81, east-southeast wind up to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 63. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm and more humid. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm with a high near 84. The wind southeasterly up to 10. Tomorrow night, muggy with a continued slight chance of a thunderstorm, low at 73. Wednesday, partly cloudy, very hot and humid. High temperature 94, with heat indices up around 100 degrees or higher. Heading into Thursday, partly or mostly cloudy, still hot and sticky. Showers and storms likely, especially by afternoon. Low near 72, high of 89. Friday, more clouds and sun, and it will be muggy with a few showers and storms possible, high about 86. Saturday, sun peaks and humid, 40% chance of showers or storms, high 88. And Sunday, partly cloudy and steamy, high temperature 91. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with bill pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure, and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Fifty-six degrees right now in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 80 degrees. No precipitation on Sunday. The record high for July 21st, we go back to 1901. It was 104. The record low, 45 degrees back in the year of 1970. Last year's high, 82. The low, 64. Sunset will occur at 8:35 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:41 for tomorrow morning. Right now, the air is calm, and the barometric reading is 3013. That's on the rise. No precipitation today. Skies have remained mostly clear overnight. Right now, we're at our overnight low. It's 56 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center. ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, an off-duty Border Patrol agent recovering after being shot during a botched robbery attempt in New York City over the weekend. Police don't think he was intentionally targeted, but they do say the suspect was in the U.S. illegally and had a long criminal record. A deadly day in Gaza as Israeli troops open fire near a crowd of Palestinians trying to get food. ABC's Patrick Reval.
Nearly 70 killed and more than 150 wounded, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. The bloodshed happening as thousands were desperate seeking flour in northern Gaza. This man says, "We raised our hands like this, signaling we were peaceful.